Israeli troops and tanks are pulling out of two towns in the northern West Bank, Tul Karum and Qalqilya. But Israeli forces have begun operations in another town in the south, Dura, a village not far from Hebron, where Israel says terrorist cells are located. Israel continues its occupation of other major population centers on the West Bank, Ramallah, Bethlehem, Nablus, and Jenin, where heavy fighting is reported today. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies in Tel Aviv. He joins me now. Good morning, Mr. Goodman.
Good morning.
Do you know, is there word there, what the situation will be like later in the week when Secretary of State Colin Powell is due to get there? How will the occupation of the West Bank be going at that point?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is very much almost the last-minute scramble to get to those terrorist assets that the intelligence community have pinpointed and try and destroy as much of these as possible before pulling out to a point that will satisfy Israel-American relations. I don't think that Israeli forces will pull out of all of the West Bank. I'm not sure what the situation in Bethlehem will be. In Jenin, there's very bitter fighting going on between Hamas militants who reportedly have suicide belts around them and are prepared to fight to the bitter end. So I'm not sure what the situation on the ground will be. There will obviously be an ostensible pullout, but I'm not sure whether it will be total or even major.
Mr. Sharon has talked about Israeli military forces withdrawing to what he calls buffer zones. Where would those be?
Well, the main problem is down the center of the country where Israel is very narrow and there are very large Palestinian cities adjacent to Israeli territory. And it's from places like Jenin where so many of the terrorists of the suicide bombers have come from. And it's very difficult to hermetically seal the border between the two. So I think what you're going to see is a military presence in parts, actually, along the 1967 border between the two countries.
Secretary of State Powell is due there at the end of the week. Is there any sense in Israel that this is actually going to lead to something? That is, are you hopeful that there could be at least a ceasefire?
Frankly, the analysis is not very hopeful. In Israel, you know, you can pressure the Israeli government, you can, you've got military aid to this country, you've got financial aid to this country. There are a lot of levers that can be put on Israel. But I think on the Palestinian side, Israel has effectively removed Arafat as a central address. The Palestinian Authority is in fragments. I'm not sure who you could pressure there to have a ceasefire. And I am almost totally convinced that if Israel does pull out or if some ceasefire is effected in a very short time, you'd have more suicide bombings and the cycle would just start all over again.
Are you talking about a situation of simply permanent reoccupation of the West Bank or parts of it?
Some central Palestinian authority has to be reestablished, either with Arafat or without it, and I think that should be the central mission here. At the source of the problem is that Arafat's credibility with the people in Israel is just so low that I find a ceasefire very difficult to see.
But the credibility of each leader is non-existent with the other side. That is, the Palestinians don't trust Mr. Sharon either.
That is exactly correct. We have two trains in the night here. Two leaders who are fighting a vendetta from 30 years ago, I think, and you can't build a better future fighting a 30-year-old war.
Thank you, Mr. Goodman.
My pleasure.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center of Strategic Studies in Tel Aviv.